What a season for the DCS girls. Oh my gosh. You knew going in it could be a pretty special year after what we saw last year, but wow, every meet, every single meet, there were numerous meet records, which led to some state records, and that continued to conference, to district, to state. Well, it was just a kind of a magical season, wasn't it, for the girls?
It was so awesome, Rich. The kids worked hard all season long, and they're great kids. Like, we're excited to bring back home the title to DCS, and it's just a huge moment for the team and the school and the community. And I think it takes a pretty special group of kids with some focus and motivation to go and do what they did after their long fall and winter sports seasons. So it's just cool to be a part of it and watch them go out and do their thing after they worked hard.
Well, it's a pretty hard-working group, you got to say. You hit that weight room and be a part of that, and I think they do that, and they're just active. There's a lot of three-sport athletes. They just have built themselves up to being this good, haven't they?
They really have, yeah, and it's so cool. Obviously, we're a small school, so like Clara said in one of her interviews I was watching back, like, they all hang out together and push each other throughout the school day and their summer weights program. So they all, I mean, it's easy to keep that, I shouldn't say easy to keep the motivation, but it's a little bit easier when you're with your teammates and everyone can hold each other accountable. And it's just a cool thing for them to be able to do that.
I know you coaches, you coach all the kids, you and Coach Spargo, Coach Bailey, everybody kind of coaches everybody. There's head coaches in title, but you guys coach everybody, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. Yep. I mean, the Hurdle kids have a special place in my, all of them do, but the Hurdle kids are who I work with pretty closely in practice. And they have a special place in my heart watching Clara or watching Abby come up and have her, you know, high school career debut was really cool to watch. And she's a lot like her sister in a lot of ways, but she's also very different in a lot of ways, so it was kind of fun to learn how to coach her different mentality and attitude, just a little bit different than Clara's, but really cool. And then Kevin as well, you know, he's such an awesome kid. He's progressed so much since his freshman year, and it was cool to watch him and all the kids, but it was cool to watch him step out on the state track and do what he did too. So
had a good feeling about Kevin, you know, a couple of years ago when my boy ran the 300s and he ran against Kevin in some meets. I thought, oh boy, this kid in a couple of years, look out, he is going to be pretty special. And he just kind of built, got it was good as freshman, a little bit better as sophomore, and by his junior season really took off, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. And I mean, same with Clara. She's just an incredible athlete, an incredible kid. And her watching her break that 400 record again this year, that was definitely a historic and memorable moment, to say the least.
You know, we can't forget those throwers. I know with what Kennedy Bailey has done, and good Lord, I mean, she's every meet, you know, kids go to compete against her, and she's just that, really that good. You look at her, and she's not the tallest person in the world, but it takes more than just, you know, being a big thrower. She's got the technique down, and she's got a pretty good teacher, too, doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh, she does. And it's so cool to watch the entire Bailey family, because what they put in is truly like the epitome of you go and work hard and the proof will be in the pudding. And Kennedy, Brock, and Josh just hammer it every single day. So I'm so happy that they got to have those moments throughout the season, but especially at state track.
You know, on Friday night, it was raining and down the 200 meters, and we watched Clara run those. And there was the girl from Central Valley, I think, had broken, I think, or maybe a record or two in those prelims. What was she like? If you could tell us, what was she like maybe that night? I mean, pretty confident that, hey, I qualified. I'm in the finals. I'm going to meet up with her, and we'll see what happens there.
You know, this is one of the many things that I love about Clara, because she's such a fierce competitor, and she's like, her mindset, at least what her and I spoke about briefly, was, I've trained for this, I'm ready for this, like, I'm going to go and compete with her. And, you know, not in a egotistical way, but just in a very confident like, I've trained for this, I'm prepared for this, let's go. So it was really cool.
This is pretty special for you because this was your last meet as a coach. You and Jordan are moving to Broken Bow, and so I'm sure after this meet was over, pretty emotional because this was it with this bunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Rich. Like, it was super emotional. It's such a bittersweet moment. Obviously, you know, Jordan and I, we will always have a heart for Dundee County Stratton, and that'll never change. And it made it a little bit harder to leave, that's for sure. But it was definitely a sweet ending to that season in our life.
But you're moving on. Apparently, up at Broken Bow, they've got some. I talked to Jordan a little bit at one of the home track meets a little bit, and some new positions. I'm sure you're looking forward to checking out for your future, aren't you?
Yes, for sure. I think he's going to step in and start helping out with the girls' basketball program. So he'll dip his toes into that a little bit. I want to get a feel for the culture, and I want to get some buy-in with the kids, Rich. Like, they need to get to know me just the same as I need to get to know them. And kind of what we talked about towards the beginning at Dundee County, like, it takes a special group of kids to go and do what our kids at DCS did. And I want to kind of be able to get a feel for what kind of group of kids they have there at Broken Bow. I'm sure fantastic, and kind of see where I would fit in best.
So are you going to coach, or are you getting away? I think he said you're going to get away from sports for a year, maybe the future. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So I'm finishing up my grad school program this next year. I'll graduate in December, and then with a second degree in May. So I'm excited for a season of just focusing on our little girls and finishing up my schooling. And then we'll see what comes down the pipe.
Well, I'm sure, no question, you're going to be following what's happening back in Benkelman. Boys and girls, that group will always be pretty special. And with hardly any seniors at all on the girls' side, no upperclassmen, and a good group. I'm sure some junior high kids coming in. Don't be surprised if they're right back battling for another trophy next year, huh?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, especially that girls' team. So that will be super exciting to watch from a distance. And yeah, Lake and Wissink was our only senior this year. And that was such a cool moment too with that kid. He just has worked really hard. He comes from a little rough background, and it was such a cool moment to see that for him. He's going into the service. And I think when he did his basic training last summer, it really just shifted his mindset enough to put him in a position to take home 3 gold medals this year.
Well, no question, you guys are going to be missed over there, because I've already remember talking to Coach Freeland at one of the track meets, and he's the one that I hadn't heard yet. He's the one that told me that you guys were moving to Broken Bow, and I said, what are you going to do? And he says, I don't have a clue. I have no idea. So, no question, those other coaches, Coach Spargo, Coach Freeland, and others, they're gonna miss you guys, no question.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, and that's two-sided for sure. Like, it just doesn't really feel real yet, but we're convinced that God has a plan for us up here, and we'll just see what kind of kids he sends our way to help give some hope and shed some light on.